Gene Meyer will not be in attendance. He has an illness. The brother was ill. Can we get an approval of the minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the minutes as published, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Let's see, I should say one, two, three, four. Yeah, we got a quorum. Has anybody heard anything from Doc?
He's not coming.
No, I forwarded it to him.
Oh, okay.
He said his back's out.
So he won't be here. Okay. We'll have public comment. Joe, you're on.
We have a lot of purchases. I'll try to buzz through them quickly, and please stop me or slow me down if I need to. The 911 department, we have two purchases. One is our battery maintenance contract renewal, and the second one is a communication training subscription renewal. This is the training module for our 911 dispatchers. If there's any questions, we have Dana and Terry here.
Any questions? Hi, Ann.
The assessor's office is purchasing a new printer copy machine. Jill Dauterman's here. This is a little bit different than your normal copy machine. This enables us to make copies of large prints. They have a need in their office to do this with blueprints and plats and things like that. Jill would be happy to talk about it more if you'd like to.
Everybody okay?
Did we have an old one? Or?
No. We're currently using a scanner which scans it to a digital file, and we really don't need a digital file on most of this stuff. It's just a one-in, one-out copy that we can use for blueprinting and plats and stuff like Joe said.
And this is a purchase, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Will Timothy, will IT be supporting it, or it has its own contract? That
it has its own contract. And it won't be connected to the network.
Okay.
Nothing needs to be separate. It's just a printout.
Got it.
Next is we have our, every 2 years we get replacement state statute books. Most of these go to the judicial offices, but that's, we've got 47 sets, and that's what this is for. With the CAC department and also next with the county clerk, we're continuing to go through our phase out of the old computers with outdated software and replacing them with newer ones. So you can see a purchase of 8 for CAC. And then 22 computers for the county clerk.
Any questions?
What are we doing with those old laptops? Are we
donating them to somebody? Or?
I would hope that we donate them to somebody, but of course, with being a fixed asset, retire those.
We don't have a candidate yet, right?
Okay.
Timothy, we have a lot of old computers. Is there a market for people to reuse them, or do they just get recycled?
They're recycled. We take the key parts out of them, like the memory and everything like that, to help some of the ones that don't have as much in the hard drives and things like that. And by that time, it's just a shell, so they get recycled.
Would these be available, like, for a school if... No?
After you do the security, removing of hard drives and things like that, I suspect they could be. I'm not sure.
You actually take the hard drives out of them and whack them?
They get if they're recycled, the recycling place actually does destroy
right.
them. We wipe them to DOD specs
right.
beforehand. So it depends on the situation. But, yes, we do sometimes physically destroy them. Most of the times we just wipe them.
Troy High School asked for some, and their computer department asked me whether we would have any right. old computers that they could update some of their stuff with.
If they want to make a request, we can see what we can throw it together.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Then we have, also with the county clerk, is they have a software maintenance renewal. Which process does this particular software deal with?
Is it the 47?
This is the election system maintenance renewal.
Yes,
the $13,000 one.
It's FOTAC. It's the voter registration file. It's the maintenance of annual maintenance agreement for the voter registration file.
I can see that. Dawned on John Deere. Yeah, slow.
Okay, next was the highway department. We had a major repair to one of our tractors, and it's on the purchasing approval. If there's any questions, Mark's here to explain.
Any questions of Mark?
Yeah, what happened? $5,800.
That's a big repair. They broke the PTO shaft when they were mowing one day, and that PTO shaft actually extends internally into the tractor, so they had to split the tractor to get the PTO shaft out. Right now we had to bring it to the committee because anything over $5,000 had to come to the committee, but sure. We needed to fix an $80,000 tractor. So. Yeah.
And we also tried to submit it to the, because it is on our scheduled equipment, and we just received a call from Hartford the other day saying that it was not covered under the policy and language as it stands, so they'll be sending us a denial letter. So we did check into that option.
The next five are from the IT department, and they're a mouthful. If you don't mind just scanning over them, and if you would like any of them explained, we'd be happy to do so.
I do have one thing, the printing maintenance, I'm sorry, we pulled into the invoice back. There's a discrepancy on the invoice, and we're hoping to work with the vendor to have it to get it back to us in time.
So we're pulling that one and bringing it back? Okay.
Yes.
With the Planning and Development Department, we have a construction bid for installation of concrete pads for bike racks at various sites. Leah, you want to explain this
sure,
program?
Sure, that's for the We Choose Health grant through the Health Department, where I'm the subcontractor for that project. It's 20 sites within the county. There'll be 115 racks that you approved last month for a purchase order. This is bid specs that were approved and helped with Mark's department, the Highway Department. We wrote the bids, and unfortunately only RCS came in with a bid because of mobilization. There's only about 5 to 10 yards of concrete at each site, which is very minimal. It takes a lot of concrete mobilization money, so only RCS was left standing. We took it out to 4 different vendors, so this is the result. And that work should be completed by September 29th.
Any questions?
That's great. Good work, Leah. That's really going to be an awesome project.
Next purchase with the Sheriff's Department is called the AFIX Tracker and AFIX Verifier Support Renewal. What exactly is this?
It's our live scan machine, our fingerprint machine, and it also is our verifier when we let the inmates out of the jail. It's out of trouble.
Very important.
We also are replacing computers in the Sheriff's Department. There's 20 under the next two purchases for both software and hardware.
Any questions?
And then lastly, the Sheriff's Department is requesting approval for a new 2014 replacement police car under state contract.
Okay.
And then the Sewer Department has two purchases. One is one-time service and inspection for a few of our lift stations. And the second one is repairs to lift station number 32. They probably won't be here. They're supposed to have a long meeting this morning. So I'm not sure if we can answer specific questions, but we can get an answer for you.
Any questions on this matter?
And those are the purchases.
Get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Aye.
Purchase approved. Resolutions?
Resolutions. The first one is a resolution for the IT department for the Dell. Basically, is this a new server and all the amenities that come with it?
Right. It's a new server and storage called Dell. It's plant parts out of Capitol.
Any questions?
Next is we have our annual maintenance renewal for our Motorola Starcom 21 network with the Sheriff's Department. These are the radios that are tied into the statewide network.
Sheriff, is this less than last year? I feel like last year was more. Am I wrong?
It goes down. We actually negotiated about close to $14,000 with Motorola.
Great.
A little bit of our invoicing, so it did save us some money.
I thought so. Okay, yeah. Great.
Next, the state's attorney's office would like to purchase two new vehicles for the staff. Tom, would you like to say anything about this?
Sure. We have two investigators in the office that go out and do field work, investigations, subpoenas, interviewing witnesses, picking up and delivering trial witnesses. Currently, we have one vehicle that's used for that, and it has over 100,000 miles on it. We're looking to purchase two new Ford Explorer vehicles with very limited law enforcement indicators, being light bars on front and back, but very inconspicuous. These will be purchased with drug asset forfeiture funds, not with general revenue funds. So the money that's being used to purchase the vehicles is money that we've recovered through the seizure of drug profits and drug properties. And those would be used by the two investigators for work purposes.
Any questions?
Well, I wish we had a reporter here for that.
So, just how much money is in that fund?
The federal drug fund. I don't know the exact balance on it. I don't know if you're, do you
mean it's here
somewhere like $140,000 or something like that.
It's what a great use of that money.
Nice to take drug dealers' money in.
Yeah.
For some good.
Yeah, that's great.
And then lastly, we have a resolution approving bids for the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention Council resolution. As you may recall, the Flood Prevention Council is rebuilding the levee system. The law that was set up, even though the council has their own board of directors that approves this contract, the county boards also have to approve them. So we had one of these a few months ago. The construction is getting ready to go into high gear. We expect to have over $100 million worth of construction ongoing by next year. This is the second and the third contract that we're awarding. There'll be more that will follow over the course of the next few months.
Any questions if you're on these issues?
That's all.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Diane. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
And I'm Larry. Is that all you have, Joe?
Yes.
Rick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have no motel tax reconciliation report for this month. We do have three refunds. The first one is the amount of $25 from the Health Department fund payable to a school district. This is a refund. This is for a food permit. The second one is in the amount of $44.75 in the special service area to an individual. This is a refund due to an overpayment at closing. The third one is in the amount of $75 from the Health Department fund payable to a business, and this is a refund for a food permit. I move for your approval on all three of those.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Ann. No further discussion. Ann?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Get in line.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
Bill?
Yes.
And Larry?
Aye.
We have two immediate emergency appropriations. The first one is two from the Illinois Enforcement Training and Standards Board. They've authorized funds in the amount of $2,500 to the Madison County Sheriff's Department. This is a grant that's been awarded for the purpose of purchasing and installing camera equipment. Second one is to subsequent to the adoption of the budget, this is a grant to provide HIV prevention training, testing, and counseling. This is the amount of $45,000 the county will receive, and it's a no-match grant, and I move for your approval on both of the emergency appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Kelly.
Aye.
Ann.
Aye.
Bill.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'd like to note that there was a change in the summary of report of claims and transfers. The Treasurer's Office came back to us after this was printed, and we had to do another report on this. There's an update on funds for legal fees to Oaks Fosher.
What is that amount?
The total amount is $122,172.27.
$122,172.27. Okay.
I move for your approval on the
summary. You have motion?
Do we have to approve that? I know that we go through this every single time, but it burns me every single time. I don't want to be that girl today. We've had a nice meeting. I'm going to try to keep it low-key, but I really don't want to keep approving these. How do we get around this? It's silly.
We're responsible for the legal bills.
And they've been paid. We can't really control this at all. This is just something that we just have to...
You can't stop now.
It's just... Okay. Well, I just get to be hacked off at every...
Well, I've got a question I want to ask. Maybe I can direct this to Tom. Is there an end in sight for this thing? I mean, how much... I know you can't give me an estimate on what legal bills are going to be, but how much further... Is this going to go?
Or even a time frame.
Or how are we getting along? Well, you know,
yeah. Currently the arbitration is scheduled this fall. In order to get the length of an arbitration hearing that was needed to put on all the evidence, according to Oaks and Kosher, they had to schedule it and had to be moved and scheduled later. I believe it's scheduled in. I don't have it to memory. I think it's scheduled in October or November. I can get the specific date, and at that point, that would be the actual approximately 2 week long hearing, the arbitration hearing. And but as in all legal cases, the hearing is not the end of the case. Usually, there are additional hearings and motions afterwards. So I certainly couldn't give a cost estimate, but I would say hopefully by either the end of this year or early in the spring, the matter itself would be finally resolved.
Would this, in your opinion, I know it's just a guesstimate because you don't know, is this the bulk of the expense, you think?
I think a two-week trial is probably going to be fairly costly.
Well, it
would
definitely
it's not even, yeah, we haven't gotten there yet.
The preparation time before trial is costly, too.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do to...
It's probably half.
Like, here, Mark has a...
Everybody, you think it's all? At the time that this case was undertaken, that there was an estimate given that the legal fees would exceed $100,000. So this is not a surprise.
Well, I'm still shocked every single time.
It's still
happening.
Now, the current amount of the transfer is... $10,000, is it
$300? Something in that neighborhood,
okay.
Yeah.
This is probably half.
Half?
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
I don't know, I just find it a little bit crazy.
No, I meant
that
$100.
Here Mark said, you know, he had to come in for a $5,000 tractor fix that we had to fix.
We've already fixed it.
Right, and then every other month we have a $10,000-plus invoice that we don't have that department head here ever, and we just have to approve it on a whim that, fingers crossed, he hopes it.
Well, and
it feels
right, and I know he's just guessing too, but I mean,
it's just
we're in $250,000 on this before it's all over, a guesstimate before this is all over with.
I'm not making any estimates.
All right, I'm off my soapbox. Motion to approve against my will.
Can we get a second?
Yeah, second.
We've already had discussion. So Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Yeah.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, is that all you have, Rick?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Safety and risk?
I have nothing for you today. I spent a lot of money last month.
Yes, so. I know you did. We appreciate that, too.
We will be having a presentation by Representative from PROACT about the discount pharmacy prescription card that will be taking place at the board meeting next week. There's going to be a representative from PROACT, and the mailing of the discount cards to each Madison County resident will be going, or residents, I guess, is going to be going out the following week.
that been pretty well accepted, I hope, or appreciated, or?
Well, we'll see how.
We're just kicking it off.
Okay.
One of the reasons to have the person at the board meeting is to, try to.
Oh, this is not the same.
This is a new one.
It's a new thing. It's not the thing we went through before, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We still have that one. This is the second one. But this one, is, we believe, is going to be more effective because they're doing a direct mail at their cost to everybody.
Oh, good.
So this information will get in every household's hands.
Good.
They can still use the other one. It's still inactive. They agreed to allow us to continue after the road time. So there'll be actually two options available for them, so they can be a good consumer and check out both options and to see where they can get a better discount. And we're also in the midst of our health benefits renewal process right now, so open enrollment will be in October.
Thank you. Is there any new business to come before this committee today? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.